For CRI News, I'm Rebecca Hume in Beijing. Three scientists have shared this year's Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine. Half of the Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine goes to Bruce A. Butler and Jules A. Hoffman for their discoveries concerning the activation of the innate immune system, the immune system that humans have from birth. The other half of the prize goes to Ralph N. Steinman for his work regarding adaptive immunity, or the immune systems that we develop over the course of one's lifetime. A Chinese engineer has been killed and another wounded in South Kordofan province in South Sudan. A diplomat at the Chinese embassy in Khartoum says that the incident took place when a group of armed men attacked an oil field belonging to a Chinese oil company late Wednesday night. The specific identity of the two Chinese victims is not immediately known, and the identity of the gunman is also unclear. The Twitter account of Thailand's Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra has now been terminated after being manipulated by hackers. Information and Communications Technology Minister Anudith Nakornthap said that Yingluck had decided to stop using Twitter for the foreseeable future and would now only contact netizens via her Facebook page. Yingluck's personal Twitter account was hacked on Sunday as the hackers posted about 8 messages defaming the government and premier. A police investigation is still underway, with reports claiming they have identified the culprits. Tennis now, and China Open is now in its third day here in Beijing. Zheng Jie has already knocked out Alberto Brionti of Italy 4-6, 6-1, 7-5 in the first round. Also through to the second round is Russia's Maria Kirilenko after defeating Germany's Julia Goerges. And Tamira Pasek has advanced to the third round after beating Petra Setkovska of Czech Republic. Over in the men's side, and with the majority of the top seeds we are used to seeing withdrawing from this tournament, attention turns to Marin Cilic of Croatia. Cilic has already triumphed over China's Wu Di in straight sets, 6-2, 6-love. And Feliciano Lopez of Spain has advanced after thrashing Marcel Ihan of Turkey. In international badminton, China have taken home 2 titles from the Indonesia Open Grand Prix Gold, as mixed doubles pair He Han Bin and Bao Yi Xin have won the all-Chinese finals. Another title has been taken by unseeded women's singles player Chen Xiaojia, who beat 6th-seeded Pi Hong Yuan of France 19-21, 21-15, 21-17. Defending men's champions Mohamed Arsan and Bona Septano have retained their home turf title after thrashing Japanese pair Hiroyuki Endo and Kenichi Hawakawa 21-13, 21-14 to take home the $120,000 prize money. Strong tropical storm Naugi is now heading towards South China, less than a week after Typhoon Nisat caused destruction and chaos and left at least 4 dead. More than 27,000 fishing boats have been called back to harbour in Hainan province, and navigation across the Chungzhou Strait between Hainan and Guangdong province has been suspended. Naugi is forecast to hit Sanya, with warnings across all southern areas of Hainan from Tuesday afternoon. The local meteorological bureau has now issued a yellow typhoon alert. Meanwhile, as floodwaters start to recede in many parts of northern Philippines, more appeals have been made for boats to bring ready-to-eat food and water to residents who are refusing to abandon their homes. Many residents have been staying on rooftops for days, not wanting to leave for fear of looting. Other residents are taking advantage of rescue boats and have been joining long queues with containers in order to get drinking water. Today marks World Habitat Day, with the theme of this year's UN-organised global event being the impact of urbanisation on climate change. World Habitat Day is now in its 25th year, and this year the UN initiative is examining how mankind can make its towns and cities better living environments. UN Habitat says it believes climate change brought about by rapid urbanisation is one of the greatest challenges facing the world today as the global population nears the 7 billion mark. For CRI News, I'm Rebecca Hume in Beijing.